Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Decades, and they have become a trusted name known for providing timeless treasures for generations of families. Check them out with three local locations. I shop at the one at Perkins Extended. That is the Diamond Showroom. Also, just remember that you can always shop online as well at RIJewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, all at better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers. When we come back, we get into the list. We've got the promotion schedule from the Memphis Grizzlies, so we'll go into that. We'll also got the full Memphis Tiger basketball schedule. We'll talk about that and more. Jason Smith also coming up during the second hour. Stick around. You're listening to Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Jason Smith's going to join us during the next segment, but before we do that, let's get into the list. Tiger basketball. All right, Cobb, we just got the Memphis. We got the final schedule for the Tigers because we knew the opponents that they're playing, but now we know the dates. So, for the men's conference schedule, it will start on December 31st. I feel like this was always the traditional Tulane game at Tulane, but instead, we're going to be spending Wednesday, December 31st, hosting North Texas. Then the Tigers head on the road for two games at Rice, at Florida Atlantic, before returning home and hosting Temple and UTSA. Those are Wednesday, Sunday. Then they will go. They've got a Oklahoma and Kansas swing. They go to Tulsa on a Wednesday and then at Wichita State on a Saturday. FAU and Tulane at home. At UAB. Charlotte at home. At North Texas. Out South Florida. UAB at home. Wichita State at home. At East Carolina before returning, and the final home game will be a Thursday, South Florida, before finishing the season at Tulane. So there's a couple of things that stand out. Number one, the league, is Tulane supposed to be better than I think?
Yeah, so actually if you go by Torvik, okay. Tulane is the fourth best team in the American going into the season.
Okay, so because Torvik likes South Florida the best, right?
Correct.
So it's South Florida, Memphis, UAB, then Tulane?
North Texas, and then Tulane. So no, it goes okay. Like this. It goes South Florida is tops in Torvik's ranking. Then you got Memphis at two, North Texas at three, Tulane at four, UAB at five, Wichita State at six. Memphis plays all those teams twice.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, it's for the best. Like, the league's bad right now, man. Like, I will say this.
Oh, no, it's great. Like, they did you a solid by giving you those teams twice. Because that's more quad two stuff versus the quad three, quad four.
I think this has been fair for me. The last 2 years, I think the football league has been better than it's gotten credit for, and I think the basketball league somehow worse.
I couldn't agree more. But it's interesting, isn't it? Now you've sort of got South Florida taking the marquee kind of spotlight on this schedule because it used to be they would play Houston twice at the tail end This time it's South Florida. You get them on the road February 19th, and then you play them at your place for the senior night, if that's even still a thing, on March the 5th. So, yeah, you're going to have two high-stakes games against South Florida.
Exiting player night.
Your season. And that first one is the end of a three-game road trip, because I don't know if you noticed this, right, but that Utah State game that they added, it's not like a normal November-December non-conference game. That thing is falling right in the heart of the league schedule, and it's a great addition because that could be a point in time where you need to boost your at-large resume. You go out and play a solid Mountain West team, that's only going to help you. But you're going at North Texas on the 12th, at Utah State on the 14th, at South Florida on the 19th. So that's three roadies in a week's time there in the heart of the league schedule.
Yeah, I don't know why I've been having a lot of problems pulling up the Commercial Appeal Digital. This has been a disaster since then. But I was trying to have Jason's schedule, because the other thing is, we were talking about it yesterday with Munns. When you read Gary and Norlander's Coach's Confidential, I think the other thing is entirely possible is like the schedule itself, non-con wise, I think could be more daunting than last year. Because, like, I don't know. I could have envisioned, despite being the number one backer of the UConn Huskies and what their financial investments were to me, I could envision a world last year where there was no such thing as a three-peat. I have a tough time envisioning a world where, unless it's just massive injuries, where Purdue's not, I'm not saying winning the title, but where Purdue's not a part of this thing.
Oh, yeah. It's as difficult as last year's schedule is. I mean, you look at it. All of these power conference teams that you're likely to run up against are NCAA tournament caliber. And we're not even talking about the exhibitions, of course, with Arkansas and Auburn. Those don't count on your resume. So you're talking about Ole Miss, Purdue, then either Wake Forest or Texas Tech. I think both those are probably tournament teams. Baylor, tournament team, Louisville.
If Texas Tech's women's softball team and what we've seen from the football team are any indication, and what we believe that they were spending on retaining their roster last year, that team's not getting worse.
Yeah, no, they got JT Toppin and they paid him $4 million. So anything less than a Sweet 16 would be a huge disappointment for Texas Tech. But then, I mean, you look at it, Vandy, NCAA tournament team last year, same with Mississippi State, probably should be again. They're the only layups.
I mean, they
got,
you didn't even mention Ole Miss, and Ole Miss went to a freaking Sweet 16.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to slight your Rebels.
Georgia's Rebels. Georgia's Rebels.
Name to watch there, Elias Kamerdine. This dude's been playing at the top level of the Euro League, and I think he's going to be pretty good for Ole Miss. No layups, there's no gimmies.
By the way, can you explain to me what is the logic that Santa Clara was able to get the former G League Ignite guy eligible? Because now I'm at the point where it's like, I don't even really care the semantics. I would just go and recruit G League Ignite and just say, you made that guy eligible, our guy's got to be eligible.
Yeah, it's wild, but I guess this kid never actually turned pro, because G League Ignite is technically not like professional. You know, and then it's like, all right, it's just the same as him getting an NIL deal through a college organization. So,
okay, but hold up. How is it not turning pro? Because he was ineligible for the draft?
Well, the G League Ignite was never like posited as a professional thing. It was always still a developmental thing.
Right.
There was a difference between the G League and the G League Ignite.
I guess the problem is you're not getting paid for your name. Here's where everybody's won. NIL was never name, image, and likeness. Let's be real. Like, the only person I'm seeing that actually it seems like is getting paid for his name, image, and likeness to a certain degree is Arch, because he's the only one I'm seeing on the ads, or maybe Livy Dunn. It was always pay for play. By being on G League Ignite, but you're telling me by playing on a streaming service that you're worth $500,000?
Dude, I can't explain it. It's all basically like open season. These kids coming over from Europe right now, 22, 23 years old, they're being classified as juniors and seniors in some cases. Like, every rule that existed 5 years ago is just completely gone by the wayside. Like, the NCAA, it's basically like a lawless land. You think about like looting and rioting, right? Like, that's what roster building in college foot college football and basketball, specifically basketball, is right now. Like, you can go anywhere you want, find anyone you want, and figure out a workaround or a loophole to get them in there and play, because the NCAA is just sitting there toothless, unable to tell you no.
I guess there is
no enforcement anymore. It's just,
well, I was telling Munz,
go see what you like and figure out a way.
Okay. I was telling Munz this because, on the one hand, it feels to me like the only like little space where the NCAA is at least winning enough in court is on pure eligibility. And when I say pure eligibility, it's like, did you start at a four-year school? They're basically able to hold you to the clock. But if you went JUCO or you went some other route, they seem to not have a great success, a successful record at winning those court battles. But then there's like, the Tigers just got guy for a seventh year, yet
yeah.
DeAndre and Dane, they can't get theirs. And I'm not even trying to make this like a everyone's out to get the Tigers thing, but like, I'm pointing out, no one's really ever been able to point out like why this guy got eligible and why this guy didn't. And I felt like you could make all the arguments you wanted about the morality and what should have been legal and what should not have been legal. I felt like for most of my life covering sports, I've been able to understand the eligibility clock. Now I have no idea.
Yeah, well, it's huge for the Tigers that they got Tariq Ingram eligible, because like he's actually the guy they needed to fill out their front court, and somebody who could play legitimate minutes for them and give Aaron Bradshaw a chance to breathe. Or like, oh no, Aaron Bradshaw's in foul trouble. What do we do? Okay, we actually have an alternative now. So I'm not saying he's Dane Danger, but gosh, in terms of the guys you could get at this point in the calendar, he's as good as you could possibly ever hope for.
No, I totally agree with you. Munz even said it best. It's like, listen, I don't want everyone to like act as if like this all of a sudden makes him a Final Four team. It's like, to be able to get a pickup that late that could probably be a legitimate contributor felt like a very tall task that you were probably unlikely to achieve, and they did it.
Yeah. It's huge. So it's Penny pulling a rabbit out of the hat. I mean, this guy's not going to be an all conference performer, but he averaged 11-7 for a Division I team. Boy, that ain't nothing.
All right. Grizzlies promotional schedule. All right, Cobb, do you have throughout the course of time, do you have a favorite? Let's set aside bobbleheads.
Oh man, I know, we can't do that.
But it's like those are free spaces. Do you have a favorite gimmick in terms of promo nights?
Well, if you're gonna take away my bobbleheads, then shoot.
How many do you have from the like not the set that they gave us? Was that the 2019 season?
Yeah, I got that set. That was pretty nice. But I used to have the Shane Battier and the Stromile Swift bobbleheads.
Lorenzen? I had the Lorenzen.
Yeah, I never got all of them, but I definitely had Battier and
I think I had Jay Will.
Yeah,
I have that. All right, here we go. For preseason, listen, I know this is a distinct Southern, like a Southern affinity, and you really probably have to be born sometime between like 1985 and like 1995, but I'm a sucker for a schedule magnet. I love a schedule magnet.
Schedule magnets are good. There was a point in time too growing up where the Grizzlies actually gave away a jersey.
Yeah,
it was a youth jersey, and yep. I wore that thing out. I wore it all the time. I don't even know if it had an actual number on
no,
it.
No, I think it just said Grizzlies.
Yeah, it was just like a white jersey. Yeah. But I love that.
I think it said Grizzlies and made in China. Then for that's the first preseason game against the Pistons, schedule magnets to the first 5,000. Then the second preseason game against the Celtics, you'll also be able to get another schedule magnet. It's also Breast Cancer Awareness Night. All right, let's get to the goods. Opening.
You seeing March 18th?
So we got that. We'll get to that. All right. Let's get to the actual. So opening night is the 25th anniversary t-shirt. By the way, Calkins and I were talking about this. Is it not a little weird that like they're not like plugging the 25th anniversary?
Well, yeah, they are. I mean, they just came out with these uniforms that like are all about celebrating 25 years.
I guess, but like all summer, like there's not been like 25th anniversary. Like I'm just used to seeing like 25th anniversary promos, whatnot. Like yesterday was the first thing that I even saw. With the jerseys, I think, although, are we also in agreement it's the best jersey we can do?
Well, yeah, basically it's like the old throwbacks, but they finally say Memphis instead of Vancouver, right?
Correct. The trademark obviously expired. On October the 25th against the Pacers, a Grizz trick-or-treat bucket to the first 3,000 kids. I got to know volume. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what are we talking about? Are we talking about a couple of Werther's in here? Are
right,
we talking like a is the this whole like, thing of Nerds Gummy Clusters and Laffy Taffy?
Is this like the popcorn I got from the San Diego Zoo that I brought home to my daughter for like that bucket? Because like that's not a good candy bucket. Also, on Halloween night, that's the Lakers game, concourse trick-or-treating. I actually think that's pretty fun.
Yeah, you don't normally see promotions for teams of that caliber.
Correct. Let's see. Then we go to Robin Hood night will be City Edition sunglasses. I've just never been a fan of the sunglass giveaway because they never fit.
Yeah, they're not meant to actually be worn as sun protection. It's just
no,
swag.
But I'm just saying, like even as like a wear it in the game, like a just to support.
You gave me that pair of Grizzlies sandals last year. That pair of Grizzlies flip flops.
Yeah,
way too small. You must have tiny feet.
Oh yeah. 7.5, bro. Nice. We've got on December 30th. The City Scarf game is the 26th. That's the Bucks game. Then on the 30th, it's superhero Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. lunchboxes to the first 3,000 fans. I hope we make that first 3,000 kids. If we see a bunch of like adult autograph hounds that are swiping the lunchbox, I'm hoping the only reason why they're not saying first 3,000 kids is because it's a night game.
Oh, and just watch. One of them will be out for 4 to 6 weeks with a broken toenail, and the other one will be doing load management that night.
Then on January 9th, we have Grizzlies Classic Edition Super Grizz bobblehead to the first 5,000 fans. I'm in on bobbleheads, just in general.
Yep.
Then let's see. We have on January 31st, it's Grizz's birthday. That's the Classic Edition Super Grizz Squish to the first 3,000 fans. And then on March 18th, I think the biggest one, it's the Ja Morant Call 12 Cell to the first 3,000 fans.
I need to know, what is that?
I mean, it's got to be just like, is it like the fake cell phone that you and I give our daughters?
But I need one. That would be perfect. Rosie's grabbing at my cell phone all the time. It's amazing. She can unlock my cell phone.
Daddy phone.
It's got a 6-digit passcode on it. She'll somehow get in possession of it, and it'll be unlocked in 20 seconds.
Your daughter.
Like, I know we look alike, but there's no way it's activating on facial recognition, right?
I was about to say that your daughter's just smarter than mine. Because all I hear is daddy phone, and then she hands it to me like, hey, open it. Disney's on that.
Man, you got to be careful or else, they're going to start placing emergency calls and all this. It's crazy. Like, they just start reaching for that cell phone. I'd love to have a Ja Morant Call 12 cell to hand to her to not only make her think she's playing with a real cell phone, but also to start getting her on the Grizzlies bandwagon at a young age.
I guess we're doubling up on sunglasses because on wrestling night, March 20th against the Celtics, Grizz sunglasses to the first 5,000 fans. Then on the 27th against the Rockets, classic.
Full-size basketball?
Full-size basketball to the first 5,000 fans.
That's pretty good.
Then on Divine Night, a classic edition viewfinder to the first 3,000 fans.
Is that like binoculars?
I was thinking of, are those not like the kaleidoscope thingies? I have no idea. When I heard viewfinder, I just think of like that. When I say sustainability night, who would you think is perhaps sponsoring that?
Oh gosh. Who's sponsoring sustainability night? The libs? I don't know.
No, Coca-Cola.
Okay. They've always been big on recycling. You can
I mean, I get it, but it's like I thought the plastic rings killed dolphins for 6-pack of Cokes, like cans.
Do you remember, I don't know if you ever partook in this, but you could save Coca-Cola bottle caps.
Oh, yeah.
And enter the codes online.
Oh, yeah.
And then redeem those
for the rewards?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was always more of a bigger Dr. Pepper guy, but don't I can go and ride with a Coke. Then on the third, the second to last home game, it's the City Edition T-shirt. And then on Fan Appreciation Night, April 6th, it is all fans in attendance receive a Grizz poster.
I think this is a pretty solid lineup. There's some pretty good stuff on here.
I also feel like I'm good with this. Let it keep it simple. I think in years past, they've tried to get too cute and like try to come up with like too much. I'm just like, no, this is good. Like sometimes the staples work.
How come you didn't mention Women's Empowerment Night?
Well, because there wasn't a promotion, was there?
Yeah, it's a classic edition Dubray set. Now, I don't know if I want to know what a Dubray is, but first 5,000 fans get one on Women's Empowerment Night.
A Dubray, isn't that what they have in Europe that washes your butthole? No, yeah, no, that's something different.
I mean, I mean that would be a wonderful gift, but are they going to send somebody to install it? Because I feel like that's a key part of that
Japanese toilet. Let's see. It is a decorative tag for shoelaces.
Oh, okay, all right. That makes sense because Nike sponsors that, the Women's Empowerment.
Okay,
so
all right. Do you have a favorite? Are we just saying it's the cell phone?
I think it's the Call 12 cell phone because it leans into, like, you know, who John Morant is. It leans into your superstar. It's his thing. You know, it's one of those trinkets that that'll really, like, speak to the children and get them on board with who the Grizzlies are. I think that's my favorite one. Yeah, March 18th.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Okay, let's do college football playoff. All right, this is from Cobb's coworker John Talty. Decision makers behind the college football playoff, the decision makers behind whether the college football playoff expands or not are, quote, comfortable, end quote, with staying at the current 12-team format. As part of the CCA, which is the Collegiate Commissioners Association meetings at the Big Ten's headquarters in Chicago, the CFP management committee of the 10 FBS commissioners and Notre Dame AD Pete Bavakwa didn't spend much time on playoff format discussions despite a looming December 1st deadline on next year's format, according to CFP Executive Director Rich Clark. Okay, so this also coincides with a report from Ross Dellinger that, yet again, the Big Ten's back to socializing. And they're socializing a format that would include at least 20 teams and at least two automatic qualifiers for the Power Four leagues. I'm at the point now, Cobb, though, whenever I read reports about these ideas that the Big Ten's throwing out there, I'm not taking any of them seriously because it seems like nobody else is.
Yeah, I'm going to socialize something with you and with the audience. And George, I'll even socialize it with you. I'll socialize this plan with anybody that wants to listen. And it's this. It's the Big Ten needs to stop putting out ridiculous college football playoff proposals. All they're doing is discrediting their voice in these discussions, because you know what the key detail was in this Ross Dellinger report?
They needed to get the SEC on board, and it didn't seem like it was going to happen.
Yes, exactly. And I get why Ross is putting these stories out and why Talty is putting these stories out. It's, you know, the one of the two conferences that has the authority to make a change to the college football playoff is out here talking about doing something pretty dramatic, right? It's news. But when these formats would have to have the support of the SEC, it's, you know, it's pointless. It's just frivolous discussion, because until the SEC and Greg Sankey come out and support something, we're not going anywhere. Nothing's going to happen. So the Big Ten can scream and put out these proposals as much as they want to, but nothing's going to happen unless the SEC signs up for it.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Jason Smith joins the program next. Stick around. You're listening to Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah. Jason Smith is the co-host of the Jason and John Show. Weekdays right here on 92.9 FM ESPN from 11 until 2. Follow him on Twitter on X at JasonSmith929. Jason, are you ready for some playoff baseball?
I actually am. I'm excited about it. I'm keeping my expectations low. It's not time for the Cubs. It would be nice to get past the Padres, I believe it's going to be, and move forward and sort of take a real step forward. You could feel like as a Cubs fan in terms of where you're at. But expecting to win or anything like that. No, I certainly had those hopes in 16. This is not that. So. No, I'm cautiously optimistic and looking forward to some Cubs playoff baseball.
Are they hosting, right? Because didn't they clinched before the Padres, right?
Yeah, I think we're two games ahead of them, a game and a half, if it's not already done. So, yeah, I think it's looking pretty good that we will host the Padres. It's a nice little edge. I think we've fared relatively well against the NL West. I know we beat the Dodgers in terms of the series. I think it was 4-3. Padres, I'm not as sure on, but I can remember. I think we fared relatively well against that division. And so, yeah, I feel pretty good about it. Again, we got a young stud in PCA, and everybody's kind of falling behind him. We got a guy that could come alive this time of year in Tucker. So we'll see what happens. We probably don't have the pitching, but we've known that all along. I mean, look, the pressure's not on us. It's on a team like Milwaukee, which has just run away with this thing, but hasn't done anything in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right? And, I mean, and there's always pressure on the Dodgers and everything else, but I'm looking at Milwaukee and said, well, you guys, I know we stole your manager and thought that was really going to hurt you. And that credit to that organization, because losing Council hadn't slowed them down a bit. The tear they've been on has been unbelievable. And, yeah, I mean, you look to them in terms of coming out right now, the way they're playing, as the favorite. I'd say pressure's on them. Sort of a, for the Cubbies, you want to take that step, at least beat the Padres.
Jason, I just want to congratulate you, man. You are the last unbeaten team standing in the 92.9 Fantasy Football League.
Didn't Chris get an F?
But he knew what he was doing. Jason knew what he was doing.
Chris, this is my whole point. I don't want the algorithm to say I did well.
His partner, John Martin, is the only team in our league that is 0-3.
This is awesome that you win here. You are a stand-up guy for doing so, because I remember recently being on with you guys. That grade came out. Now, I don't know whether it was an F, Jeffrey. I think it might have been a D. But George was the one that had pulled it up and called it out. George, of course, who is also in our league, and he can feel free to speak up at any time if I'm telling the story wrong. But I remember that day we were talking about draft grades, And old Smooth said, yes, along with myself, hey, we don't worry about ESPN draft grades, guys. This is because we've got a bunch of rooks. We'll be fine. And look at how the story's unfolded. Now, I will say this. Cobb, thank God you beat John Martin last week because you were in jeopardy of being the worst team in the league. I look at your scoring. You haven't eclipsed 300. I think just about everybody but you and John is over that. I'm looking at – now, George, you, sir, just back off. I'm looking – I think highest scoring team in the league. And while I do think you were with Cobb on sort of a slide, I couldn't see y'all that day, but y'all had a little sly smile probably, a little doubt. You guys were laughing, I think, behind my back. I will give you – you have put together a squad, and I think you're the highest scoring team in the league. Just be warned, though. Now you guys know how seriously the Smith family takes this, and please do not – forevermore, never doubt us that next day after the draft looking at some damn ESPN draft grades. We are here. Now we've got to take – we've been the Bills lately. You know, we've been a great regular season team. I think I let Kuhn bump me out last year in the playoffs. We got – it's championship or bust for me, Cobb. That's how we get down.
Who – didn't you say CJ took a – didn't he liked a bunch of rookies, right?
CJ liked a bunch of rookies. We took Travion Henderson. It hasn't happened for him yet.
Let Ramaje keep fumbling. He's going to get a shot.
RJ Harvey is a guy we're banking on later in the season. To this point, he's buried behind Dobbins right now. There was. Now, let me tell you the veteran move, though, that Chris did. He did pick a bunch of rookies. We also picked Travis Hunter, who's done nothing. The veteran move Chris did was convince me to take A-Chain instead of Ashton Jeanty, who I was convinced, right, was going to be the stud and on some rankings, was as high as the fifth or sixth overall guy. Young Chris said no. Take the vet, even on a bad Miami team, he's going to get his. And look at what HN is doing for us. So we got some studs now, Jeffrey. Don't they ain't all rooks. We got St. Brown. We've got Caleb Williams, who was a top three, top four, top five. That's panned out, at least so far under Ben Johnson. So,
well, because he's going to run too. And when you get a quarterback getting the extra rushing yards like that, really
it's helping. And so our team, Ben Johnson's guile, we're feeling really good here going into week four. And I've got the worst team in the league this week. John Martin's FedEx Forum lease.
But isn't that
the
worst, though?
By the way.
Yeah, but isn't that like
we like to play into the storylines of the year? If you can't tell, John's real big on taking a local story. Man, it's I think his full name is FedEx Forum Lease Negotiations. Of course, we've shortened it all up, and I am, of course, high as the resident Bears fan. I've been Johnson's guy. I've been Imani's email. I've been Alo's role. Do you guys remember as much as we talked about Alex Lomax's role under Penny Hardaway?
But then you could have also rolled it into Alo's rolled ankle when everyone started realizing they needed Alo, and then he hurt his ankle.
And then remember, Imani's email was me putting out, unfortunately, and I didn't. I should have cleaned it up. Imani, remember how important this was? Once his email popped up in the system, we knew he was enrolled. And unfortunately, when I put that news out on Twitter, I included the emails of some other students that didn't go over well. But
it's the cost of doing business. Yeah.
Imani's email went on to win the fantasy championship that year. And so hopefully things will align like that for Ben Johnson's guy.
What did his dad could have also gone with Imani's? What was it? Biomechanic back?
I'd never heard that phrase.
Well, because it doesn't exist.
That's right. Completely made. It's his story is one. Remember the two had the gun in the car and everything else, man. And we thought at one point, the guy was training with Carmelo Anthony. We're like, this guy's a can't miss. And listen, he's a professional shooter, but it's so much more. And with him, it was just everything else, whether it was defensively or that body. It just seemed like it hadn't panned out for him.
Oh, we could have gone with Mikey Williams, home security.
Yeah, Mikey Williams home security would have been one.
Yeah,
that's a fine one. That's mm-hmm. to keep it local. That would have been good last year. It would have been timely last year, no question.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about did what happened last Saturday for Tiger football, and now when you look at the rest of the season, when you think about how you feel about this program, where are you?
This may be. A square, and Jeffrey, that I am, framing this. But when you can rush for almost 300 yards.
I think it was 8.2 per carry.
There you
pretty
go.
Solid. You busted out some big ones there with Sutton Smith.
on an SEC team, Brendan Lewis also runs for over 100 yards, and that's what he brings to the table. I mean, and some of them, you know, were tough. And obviously, we talked so much about Arrington Maiden's run, but Brendan Lewis helped open that thing up as well. I mean, if he's nothing else, he's as tough as nails. And that run dynamic that he gives you has made this rushing offense dynamic. And so I go back to the way I'm framing it. You know, the AAC, what you guys were talking about, is, listen, it's strong this year, especially up at the top. But this is, on average, it's a level down in terms of average, you know, ability of athlete as you take this next step into the American. And it certainly will be against Florida Atlantic. So my point is, if you can do that, it's very simple. I mean, my kid understands it. If you can be that physical, and it wasn't just the skill guys doing the running, clearly that offensive line was opening up huge holes. You could see it with your eyeballs for Sutton Smith was going through untouched. If they can do that to an SEC defense, I know not a good one, but I don't care because, again, a level of athlete, well, and theoretically step down here, level of athlete on average. My gosh, how can that run game, how can you go into this AAC portion of the schedule not feeling super confident that, yeah, while you don't have maybe the passing game, you know, that you'd like to. It's not as polished as you like, but we kind of knew that going in. It's a completely new core of receivers. You've got a quarterback who's never been known as a prolific passer. I do think, again, the addition of Cortez Braham has been huge. I mean, what he's done, you know, that familiarity has been huge in that passing game. But I go back to the point. You've got this run game that's dominant against an SEC team. It should be enough in this league. And I think even against certainly the Tulanes and Navies, we'll see against the South Florida because I think their defense is real. I really do. But no, man, Jeffrey, I'm excited because of what, yeah, that Arkansas game helped sort of put a exclamation point on how I feel, because coming through that first three, yeah, you were sort of ramping it up in competition level, but such a lower level than even what you were going to face in the American. You bump it up to Arkansas. Yeah, it took a miracle fumble late to get the win, but Memphis was just as physical. Memphis matched them and was better, especially in terms of run blocking, than an SEC team. So, yeah, I feel great. We said this going into the season, because of what you've invested, because of Ryan's ability now to, you know, and a guy who's already recruited well, but now you've got real resources, this should be a team that, like a Tulane and like a Boise State, expects to be in the conference championship game every year. We said that's where Memphis should be before we got to see them this year, before they're 4-0. Now I feel like, you know what? Man, would love to see a second game against South Florida, you know, in a championship or against Tulane. And maybe you got a real chance to win it and be that group of five representative that ESPN is predicting you've got the best chance to be, because of obviously all those your big American games are at home. So I'm excited. I'm excited. You know, I've been one of the most critical of Ryan Silverfield. I've openly said that. Wins like that shut us up. Now it's these next ones, you know, and I don't mean to say it as in
no, but I agree with it, like this is
it,
I was talking
what's coming up, which
no,
has
it's
been
it's exactly what stuff. I was texting with
it's
John on.
It's, right.
We were texting about it on Saturday. I was like, I've seen them win this game. Mm-hmm. This isn't the problem. It's the, you know, where's the no apparent reason loss going to come, and 100%. Then one of the hey, you get down to it, pressure's on, you got to win a big game, and you come up short. It's like that's. I've seen them win this game before. It's the rest of the calendar that we haven't seen.
That's what's kept Ryan Silverfield out of a conference championship game as coach of Memphis. It's the UTSA loss. It's a letdown loss to Navy last year. I mean, you did go on and beat Tulane. You were capable, but after, you know, Florida State, we kind of talked about that today. And so that's what he's got to avoid. Clearly, that's been the key in terms of what's been missing. And yeah, you hope it's certainly not happening this week against the Florida Atlantic, at coming off of what had to be an incredible high in beating Arkansas. These are what's kept you in fourth, Jeffrey. I mean, last year you tied for third, but essentially fourth because you lost to Navy, rather than in that conference championship game. And again, the pressure still remains on Ryan. You said it right. This is the part that you haven't been able to do because you have the resources to do it, and everybody at this point is looking at you as the favorite to do it. And so, you know, it's, you're kind of at a point, you're not quite there, but remember last year they were picked first in the American. If they had had the poll this year, they wouldn't have been picked first. But I think based on what everybody's seen now, you're right up there first, second, or third with Tulane, South Florida, depending upon, you know, your opinion of those other two teams. But it's a great time for Memphis. You needed to capitalize right now. You know, it's been a great year so far for the entire American. You know, there's no question about it.
No, I'm with you. I will say this. From what I've seen from Tulane, I like Memphis's lines of scrimmage much better.
Yeah, the Ole Miss game showed something about Tulane.
They were getting blown off the ball.
Yes, sir.
And I don't suspect that Ole Miss's offense and defensive lines are anything special. Like, I'm open to the idea that maybe their offensive line's okay to above average, but I don't think their defensive line is. And, I mean, they just got absolutely blown off the ball. The one thing with South Florida is I do think South Florida will be able to match up lines of scrimmage.
Oh, yeah. I've watched them.
I think I like the back end I was actually pretty impressed with Memphis's back end because that's a pretty good passing game. And while they hit like a big explosive play early, that was kind of schemed up. And while Taylen Green hit his passes, like, they didn't have like the massive coverage bust. It was a lot of catch and tackle. And like, to me, they were better in coverage than I expected.
Dude, shout out to Jordan Hankins, the defensive coordinator. I'm glad you went here, because if you look at the improvement over at ST Plus over the last 2 years that he's had it, you've gone from in the hundreds to last year, 80. This year, they're in the 50s. Jeffrey, you're watching it. He's done a good job the entire time of sort of creating the chaos, blitzes, whatever else, getting creative, but also creating the turnovers. But they're playing more efficiently now. They're more physical up front, to your point. And that's why the numbers, the SP Plus numbers, have gone up. Again, look what, you know, that job they did against Arkansas, for the most part, again, you look at that level of athlete and then how that's going to compare to what you're going to see most weeks in the American, you got to feel good. But as much, I'm so glad you went here, because I think, as much as this offense, Brendan Lewis doing sort of what we've expected, but this run game being dynamic, has been a part of this 4-0 story and a big part of it, I think just as much of a big part has been this defense's improvement in efficiency over the last 2 years, how physical they are this year, and they've remained that chaos defense that's continued to create turnovers. And look at the, you know, you create it in the moments you need it there with Bracey in a moment. Still doing that, but then able to stack up and get physical and get stops when they've needed. So that's the part, you know, we said had to happen. It was the quiet sort of, hey, man, this, you know, you got to get your defense up to a point where get out of the 80s, keep the improvement going. And it's been a steady improvement for Jordan Hankins on that side now in his second year. So that's been huge, you know, just as much a part of this 4-0 start as anything the offense has done.
Jason, we really appreciate it, my man. Good to have you back.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Jason Smith of the Jason and John Show, weekdays right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Cobb, quickly before we go to break, how do you feel about our – all right, so we got our foursome pairings for the Ryder Cup. You ready?
I'm ready.
Teeing off first, Bryson and JT versus John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton.
There could be a fight. There could be
absolutely
an actual
fight. That is going to be must watch. Ludvig Åberg and Fitzpatrick taking on Scottie Scheffler and Russell Henley.
No opinion. The only other one that I have an opinion on, Jeffrey, is the fact that we're putting out Colin Morikawa and Harris English basically to be slaughtered by Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood. That is a non-competitive pairing right there.
Then we also have the No Hat Brigade, Cantlay and Xander taking on Bobby Mack and Vic Hovland. I want to say this. I think Bobby Mack could also be low-key, like, on explosive watch. Like, he doesn't do well when people start chirping.
He's also kind of fallen short in key moments throughout this PGA Tour season. So I don't know that his clutch gene is activated.
So we'll see. All right, we got that to look forward to. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and tell your story next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Cobb, I don't know if you tuned into yesterday's SEC teleconference, but it seemed like one of the big topics of conversation was the availability / injury report. Our boy Hugh just doing what he does best, just zero self-awareness, but just firing takes. I think everyone should be upfront and honest about what the truth is. There's no more honest man that Hugh Freeze knows than Hugh Freeze.
Oh, Hugh, never change, Hugh. Upfront and honest, those are the two things I think of when I think of Hugh Freeze.
That's the first top of mind right here. All right, buddy, let's get ready for a great 3 days of sports. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Thanks, man.
All right, we'll talk to David next week. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast. Also want to thank Jason Smith as well as Eric Hastein for joining the program. For George, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.